lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In studying the Quran, we see many things. And let me remind you that Muhammad is credited with writing the Quran. And I've made mention of this before. It's hard for me to understand, and it's difficult to comprehend, that Muhammad was a holy prophet. Now, he wrote the marriage contract with Aisha while she was 6 years old. That means she was going to be his wife. She was 6 years old, and the marriage was consummated with her while she was 9 years old. And at that time, he was 54 years old. And Aisha remained with him for 9 years until his death. And it's hard for me to understand how anybody could follow someone who was a pedophile, someone who would do something like that, and then claim to be a holy prophet. Well, once again, I believe common sense tells people that he could not be a holy prophet. He may be a prophet, but he's not a prophet of God. And we need to understand that today. And I remind you once again, I do not hate Muslims. I do not hate someone of the Islamic belief. I love those people. If you're listening, I love you today, just as God loves you. And he wants you to go to heaven, not the way Muhammad says, because he's wrong. The only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ, the Lord. Jesus Christ came to seek and to save those who are lost, and he wants to save everyone, whosoever. There's freedom with Jesus Christ. He's not religion. He's a person. And when we get saved, we have a relationship with him. We've trusted him as our Lord and Savior. We've placed our belief in him. We don't place our belief in someone who's dead. Jesus Christ is alive. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. He went to the grave, and he rose from the grave. He's alive today. Muhammad's dead. Buddha is dead. All of these so-called prophets, they're dead. Jesus Christ is alive today. He is the Savior. Well, let me remind you what the Muslims believe, what Muslims are to do with non-Muslims. This is according to what the Quran says. It says, I shall cast terror into the hearts of the infidels. Now, Muhammad is the one writing this, you understand. He's writing this down in the Quran, and people take this as the word of God, who are Muslims. Now, he says, I shall cast terror into the hearts of the infidels. That's anyone who does not believe in Islam, in other words. I will strike off their heads, strike off the very tips of their fingers. Quran, chapter 8 and verse 12, the spoils, Daywood, page 177. Does that sound to you like a God of love? God loves you, the real God. Jesus Christ loves you. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son into the world so that everyone could have everlasting life. And this is the love of God that's shared throughout the world for those people who will trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It's by the love of God that we go to heaven. Well, the Quran goes on to say, fight for the sake of God, those that fight against you, but do not attack them first. That's Quran, chapter 2, verse 190 through chapter 2, verse 191, the Cowl, Daywood, page 28. Now remember, I said I do not know what that term, the cowl, means. I do know what Daywood means. That is a reference to David. David supposedly is writing these things from God. And once again, he's the angel supposedly came to Muhammad and gave him these words from David or God or whoever he claims to have gotten them from. Well, when we think of this, it says, fight for the Quran, fight for the sake of God, those that fight against you, but do not attack them first. Well, the Quran in chapter 2, verse 190 and 191, the cow that we just read, Daywood, page 28, is a lie. Hamas attacked Israel on October the 7th, 2023, without provocation. I remind you once again that the verses of the Quran, chapter 2 there, says, fight for the sake of God those that fight against you, but do not attack them first. They attacked Israel, and they butchered human lives, human beings, men, women, boys, and girls, babies. They butchered them. So once again, they do not, the Muslims do not even follow their own belief according to the Quran. Now, God does not love the aggressors. This is what the Quran says. Slay them all. Or slay them wherever you find them. This is found in the Quran, chapter 2, verse 190, 191, the Cal Daywood, page 28. Now, once again, I read something else that's found in the Quran. Did you get that all about slay them, kill them? Well, those that make war, the Quran says, against God and his apostle, of course, is Muhammad. Those that make war against God and his apostle, Muhammad, and spread dishonor in the land shall be slain and crucified, or have their hands and feet cut off on alternate sides, or be banished from the land. Quran, chapter 5, verse 33, the table, Daywood, page 112. Well, the word aggressors found in what I've just read there refers to non-Islamics. Kill them, in other words, cut off their hands, cut off the sides of their feet, and banish them from the land. Well, when the sacred months are over, the Quran says, slay the idolaters wherever you find them. Arrest them, besiege them, and lie in ambush everywhere for them. Quran, chapter 9, verse 5. Repentance, Daywood, page 186. Well, now the word idolaters found in that section I just read in chapter 9, verse 5, are those who are not Muslim. The Quran goes on to say, Muhammad is God's apostle. Those who follow him are ruthless to the unbelievers, but merciful to one another. Quran, page 48. Verse 29, victory, Daywood, page 514. Well, there are two lies found in that, what I just read. The two lies found in Quran, chapter 48, and verse 29. Number one is Muhammad is not God's apostle, representative. Jesus Christ is God's representative, God the Father. Jesus Christ came as God's representative. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 40 says, he that receiveth you receiveth me, and that's Jesus. And he that receiveth me receiveth him, that's God, that sent me. There's no doubt in my mind who God is and who Jesus is. Jesus is God the Father's representative. John 3:17 says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus came not to kill, but to heal. Now, this goes completely contrary when you're reading the Quran and what supposedly Muhammad got from God, and he did not get this from God, the God of heaven. When we read what he has written there, he serves a God of hate. And there's only one God that I can think of, real supposed God that wanted to be God, and that is the devil himself. I believe that, once again, this is nothing more than worshiping the devil himself, Satan. Now, I said that there's two lies found in the Quran, chapter 48, and verse 29. And the second example is this. Muslims are not merciful to one another. It says there that in that what I just read, that they are to be merciful to one another, Quran 48 and verse 29. But they're not merciful to one another. There's an example of honor killings of women. This often takes place at the hands of family members. And this is something that you and I need to be aware of. Honor killings. These killings, which occur with shocking regularity in certain parts of the Middle East, South Asia, and I believe it's taking place and taken place here in the United States. This targets women whose actions, actual or suspected, violate the honor of their families, an honor that is thought to depend on the sexual purity of its female members. Well, anything speaking with an unrelated man to rumored to be premarital loss of virginity to an extramarital affair can be cause for an attack, often carried out by a father or brother. Think of that, a father or brother killing a woman, a young woman, or a woman. Some especially, when I think of this, this is hard to understand. But in some, especially tragic instances, even women and girls who have been raped are slain to remove the stain from the family honor. And we think of this as with other forms of intimate violence against women, perpetrators are seldom punished. The Quran does not represent a God of love. And if you're listening to this as a Muslim, you need to ask God to lead and guide you. Ask the real God to give you insight. And I believe that, according to the Word of God, that He will lead you into all truth if you will trust Him, if you will ask Him. He'll help you understand that the Quran is nothing but lies. It leads people to hell. Well, something else before we end today is this. Those who disbelieve among the people of the Scripture, that's the Quran. Now, once again, I'm reading from the Quran, and this is speaking of the Quran when it says the Scripture. Those who disbelieve among the people of the Scripture and the polytheists will be in the fire of hell, where they will abide forever. These are the worst of creatures. Quran, chapter 98, verse 6. The proof, Daywood, page 598. Well, once again, the polytheists, who are those? Those who believe in the Trinity are those called polytheists in the Quran. Chapter 98, verse 6, the proof, Daywood, page 598. And the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And there are people today who are in, quote-unquote, a Christian belief, Christian faith, who deny the Trinity. And they're coming very close to a thin line. They're coming very close to a cult. Muslim people follow a cult, and they need to get saved. And so do these people who say that there is no such thing or no such proof that there is a Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. A person who is saved studies the Word of God and lets God lead and guide them into all truth. Now, God will lead an unsafe person into truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So He leads an unsaved person to salvation. And then when a person gets saved, the Bible teaches us that God will lead, the Holy Spirit will lead that saved person into all truth, letting them understand the truths found in the Word of God. And let me add to it that the Word of God is the King James Bible. It's the God-breathed Word of God. We can depend upon the Word of God because it was penned down by godly people who listened to God as He wanted it written down. Well, the Bible teaches us that there's only one way to heaven, and it's not through Muhammad. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Let Jesus Christ come into your life. Let Him come into your heart. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon Him today. Trust Him as your Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.